You're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. The top real estate markets are shifting. Here's Bankrate analyst Alex Gailey.
So we're seeing a big shift in the U.S. housing market. What were once red-hot housing markets along the Sun Belt are now cooling. And housing markets in the Rust Belt and Northeast are heating up. And that's according to Bankrate's most recent housing heat index. We found that four of the five coldest markets are in Florida, while metros in New Haven and Norwich, Connecticut, Rockford, Illinois, and York, Pennsylvania now top our index in terms of market hotness. And what makes these markets hot is that they have a solid mix of rising home prices year over year, tight inventory, and fast selling homes. Demand continues in these specific northeastern metros and Rust Belt metros because they actually are more affordable and they have that steady demand because they're close to economic hubs and city centers. At the same time, there's not enough supply to meet that demand, so that translates to hotter market conditions.
Gailey explains how some of the hottest markets fizzled out.
So we didn't consider insurance costs into this specific study, but what I can say is that we're seeing a market correction in a lot of these Sunbelt metros, particularly in Florida. These metros experienced a rapid amount of population migration during the pandemic that in turn really pushed home prices up because there wasn't enough demand to meet that migration, essentially. And what happened was that these metros got so hot that they attracted new construction. So now we're starting to see an oversupply of homes across the Sun Belt, particularly in these Florida markets, which is actually a great thing for buyers. So cold markets are actually a good thing for buyers. It means that they have more bargaining power. They have more options to choose from. Markets aren't flying off. Homes are not flying off the market as quickly. So it's interesting when you kind of talk about market hotness, because it's really more in the seller's perspective of this market is really hot. It's really great to be a seller. But cold markets are actually a good thing if you want to get out of this housing affordability doom loop, because it means that more homes are being built and they're staying on the market for longer. And so that kind of hopefully puts this index a little bit more into context.
When it comes to these markets, how much do mortgage rates come into play?
High mortgage rates are certainly playing a significant role in broader housing market conditions. The housing market, broadly speaking, is in a place where it's kind of stuck. A lot of buyers are feeling housing affordability fatigue, and home prices are high. And so what's kind of happening is that, you know, in certain markets, conditions are still really hot, and that's really just a product of having low inventory. But really, buyer demand across the board is more suppressed because of housing affordability challenges. And until those mortgage rates start to drop and come down a little bit, it's likely that buyer demand will continue to be suppressed, even with places where home prices are declining.
Gailey says potential home buyers need to do their homework both on the market and those mortgage rates.
There's even hyper-local trends happening within a specific metro, and so it's really important to work with someone who knows that market well, because there can be pockets within that market that are super hot and super cold. But generally, buyers right now have more bargaining power than they did a few years ago, and they should take advantage of that. Buyers have more room to negotiate. There's more inventory to pick from and time to make decisions. There was a time during the pandemic housing boom where buyers were willing to give up home inspections and make a lot of concessions, and that's just not the case anymore in a lot of these cooling markets, particularly in the Sun Belt. So take advantage of that. And then buyers who are in colder markets, they're a little bit at a disadvantage. Now they might have to price more competitively or potentially make concessions to close deals. So it's important to really do your research of your local market, work with a trusted expert, and then make sure you're shopping around for mortgage rates and not just taking the first thing that you find.
And for developers, Gailey points out that areas with more home building are attractive to buyers looking for better